With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do.
And do you love lasagna like me?
Oh, yes, I do.
You want some lasagna?
I'm making you lasagna.
Why is that?
It's actually National Lasagna Day.
It's National Lasagna Day.
You had me at lasagna.
Lasagna. Just get the lasagna.
My lasagna!
Lasagna. Lasagna.
It's National Lasagna Day.
It's showtime.
Well, I suppose next to pizza, lasagna might be the most popular Italian food.
Ugh, I don't like lasagna.
You don't?
No.
It's-a me, lasagna!
Something about that ricotta cheese.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, I love ricotta cheese. Yeah, Dale doesn't.
No, I don't. I don't care for it, you know, because... But I'll make a... Sometimes I make lasagna with no cheese for me.
That's meat and sauce right
Just
there.
Just stack it up.
Yeah.
You know, and do it that way. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Strange little fella.
I know.
That's amore. I just realized what the song was back there.
Yeah.
Good morning to you. Another hot one today. Sunny and 95 with a heat index somewhere between there and 100. 72 now. It's like 80-something again.
I wore all black.
Yeah, you did.
You better stay in the shade today is all I can say.
Staying
girl.
In.
95 again tomorrow. But listen to this. Saturday, 84.
Oh, nice.
Light jacket.
And then like next week, it's like 78. Yeah.
Good day to burn some wood.
You notice the days are getting just a little bit shorter. Just a little bit shorter every day. We're heading for fall.
So is my patience.
Exactly. It's a minute after 6 o'clock. Thanks for being with the Wake Up with the Wolf show this morning. Here's Nico Moon.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Well, before I tell you the story, I'm going to start by saying this guy's heart's in the right place. I don't know about his head, but his heart's in the right place. He does what he does for charity.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it's not that the whole thing was designed for charity. It just sort of became that. So this guy, he's 49 years old, and he built a giant hamster wheel for humans that goes on the water.
So an inflatable circle.
You got a picture?
There it is right here.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though.
So the idea is you get inside this thing and you run, and he's been trying unsuccessfully multiple times to go from Florida to New York.
Oh, no.
By running in this hamster wheel in the ocean.
Ew.
First of all, that is very scary to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
He tried in 2014, failed. 2016, failed. 2017, failed. 2018, failed. So forth and so on. The third time he tried, he got stopped by the Coast Guard and said, hey, no.
Thank God for the Coast Guard.
So he just tried again this past weekend, but washed ashore near Daytona Beach on day two.
Gosh, what an awful place to wash ashore.
Now, first of all, just to make it 2 days in that thing.
To still be in Florida.
And right during storm and hurricane season.
Yeah. What's the mileage between Florida and New York?
I'm glad you asked that. His original plan was to run 1,000 miles from Florida to Bermuda. Then he said Florida to New York. And now he's just trying to get further up the East Coast. I'm just going to go as far as I can.
It took him 2 days to get to another part of Florida.
Exactly.
I'm saying you should probably quit.
It's like that when you drive. You know, you think when you're driving in Florida and you're like, oh, I've got to cross the state line at some point. You're wrong. Right. You're so far from it.
Yeah, well, it's like when you're driving. Let's say you're driving to Miami and you drive from Georgia into Florida. You still got like, 3 days of driving.
Yeah, you hit the state line. You're like, yeah. Oh.
So I'm super mind blown. This guy literally is in there running like a hamster would to get this thing moving to get him across the ocean.
Wherever he's going, he is running.
Oh God.
Yeah, so it didn't work. So he says he's never gonna give up the
40 HP Johnson on a flat.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Just opening your eyes, getting that first stretch. Hot today. It's already hot. 72. Here's the secret sound of summer today. Now, think summer when you hear it, but it maybe it's the first thing you think of, and maybe it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it sounds like that, but that's not really what it is. Here's today's secret sound of summer, good for four. Count them, four tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters at the Joel. Here we go. I mean, come on. But maybe it's that, and maybe it's not. Maybe something sounds like there's two possibilities.
Yeah.
Right there. That's what got it for me. Otherwise, I would have thought it was something else.
680 Wolf. Identify the secret sound of summer. Get those Harlem Globetrotters tickets.
Well, look who it is. Last call, thought it. That's how we do, how we do. Fancy life.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, that's Fancy Life from Walker Hayes. Dusty Hill, the bass player for ZZ Top, passed away yesterday.
Famous beards.
Everybody has jammed to a ZZ Top song at one time or another. Everybody's got their feet. You like Legs, you like Sharp Dress Man. They're all good and certainly be missed. What a bass player. And Billy Gibbons, guitar player for him, lead guitar player, always said, hey, man, with the same three guys, the same three chords. And we always loved that Dusty put the bottom in the top.
Nice.
Because he played bass.
Well, you know I get it. Man? I get it.
So anyway, it's certainly good. What a legendary band. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody, you don't even have to ever heard a song by them to know. ZZ Top. I know who they are.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So with that famous look. Enough spinning guitarists and gee man, that car. I mean, all the things that come to mind when you think of ZZ Top. Anyway, so certainly he'll be missed. 6:43 now, hot one today. And I mean, hot 95 heat index up near 100.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
U.S. Cellular.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
Good vibes on a Thursday. It was the greatest rescue of an inanimate object I have ever seen in my entire life.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Out walking at dusk, and there's a little family, and there's a little girl, and she has a balloon, a helium balloon she's carrying. She got the string, and she's carrying the helium balloon. Well, you know what often happens to helium balloons that kids have?
Mm-hmm.
They somehow, even if it's tied to their arm, they somehow lose the thing. Well, this all happened so quickly. I stay to the far right on the trail because that's how you do it. Because people could be riding bikes or whatever by you, and they come up on you fast. So I'm staying to the right. But this little family's over on the left, okay? And they're walking in the same direction I am. And this girl loses control of the balloon. But at that moment, this 6'5" guy came by running. And was able to grab the balloon string.
Wow.
After it had already been released from her hand.
What a quick reaction.
And returned the balloon to
her. He just saved that family from a meltdown, I tell you that much.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Man.
I thought for sure it was going to be you saving the balloon. I'm like, it's Super Dale on the trail.
No, this is like just seven super fast. I'm walking, the guy's coming by, boom, he grabs the balloon.
What if he kept the balloon? He kept running. kept My now.
Finders keepers losing weeper.
So I have a story about my friend Brittany. She was at the bank yesterday and she posted about this on Facebook, not to brag about what she did, but more or less to say, I cannot believe this happened and I cannot believe I did this.
Yeah, that's a good story.
It's Brittany
No. Okay. Anyways, she said, I swear on my life, this just happened to me. She found a bag with $50,000 in cash in it at the bank. She said she was standing at the counter and there was a small duffel bag in front of her and it was like to her side, you know? And
oh,
she
that's
said,
scary. Nowadays, you're like, oh my gosh, is there a bomb in there?
So she lifted it up and said to the bank lady, like, did somebody leave this bag? And so the lady, the banker took it and she unzipped it to see if there was like an ID or anything, but it was $50,000 in cash. And she said it was like stuffed in there.
Drug money.
And she said they were just chatting really excitedly about, wow, who would have left this? How, you know, or whatever. And a couple minutes later, this guy runs in and goes, hey, did I leave my bag? And they're like, yeah, here it is. And so he took it. And they were, but I'm just like, first of all, how do you lose $50,000? Do you have that much money to lose it?
How did they not verify it? They just gave it right back.
That's what somebody else said, too. How do you not verify that it was
his? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, at least question you for a few minutes.
See, this is where my moral compass differs from Brittany.
But see, karma would have got you, Chase. And for her, I think she's going to get something back worth what she returned.
Okay, let me fill you in. Karma's already got me, and I haven't done jack.
I like karma on my ice cream. And
Karma ice cream is great.
But good for Brittany. Good for her to be a good Samaritan, return that money. Who knows? That guy might have been bringing in his, you know, money from his job.
Drugs.
He closed a register or whatever. Yeah. He could have been a manager at Walmart. You never know. So good for her returning it and doing the right thing.
Yeah, good for him bringing in that drug money. Anyway.
Jeez.
Also, did you hear about this? Since I just had a wedding, seems like last year, but then again, the whole last year didn't exist.
Come on. Wake up to the Wolf Show, 7:23. Odd, weird encounters with an ex. You know, I've been fortunate enough to not really be put into that situation where, you know, you're out and you just run smack into them, especially if you've got the new one with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, so good to see you. Not really.
Yeah. Well, Dale, you bounce around so much, you're lucky.
Yeah.
You've been here and there. But,
the ladies are late. Oh, place is the place, this guy.
Yeah, like living in different places, as he's talking about. I get it. I get what you're saying. But, yeah, if you have been in a situation like that, we want to hear about it. Chase ends up at a restaurant with an ex as a waitress.
Ugh.
It was
awkward, and with the current one at the time.
Yeah, great.
So, I mean, what do you do? Do you go, because obviously they probably know, and they're going to try to stir the pot a little bit.
But what will be worse? Showing up and running into the ex with the new one, or going to the restaurant eating alone, and your ex being
new
your
one,
waitress.
With the new one.
I'd rather have the new one, too, yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
That would be worse.
But would either of you go to a restaurant and sit down and eat alone? Some people would, some people
absolutely
won't.
Absolutely. If I could do it every day.
I would do it. I do it all the time.
I never have.
I enjoy
never done
it.
That. I do it all the time.
I enjoy keeping the company. If I'm going to eat alone, I'm just going to get me a burger at the drive-thru and shove it into the car.
Well, this depends on the restaurant. Some places have things that you just can't duplicate at home. And I want to go there. I want to do that. I feel like that. I want to do it. Or if you're on the road and you're traveling by yourself, you're on a road trip and you say, I want to try that place. I'll do it.
See, I have a kid and a husband who are always down to eat.
Yes.
So I really don't have an issue. I'd just be like, I'm hungry. Oh, me too. All right, where are we going?
That's one thing that everybody in this room is in agreement with. We're all down to eat.
I love food.
No and my wife has lost a lot of weight, and she's on a strict diet, and
she's
I'm proud
smoking.
Of her.
Yeah,
I'm proud of her.
Right. She's
incredible. You're eating her leftovers.
So,
and
yeah, and so when I say I'm hungry, she goes, don't.
Don't. Yeah, please don't. For the love of God, don't tell me you're hungry.
Don't. Don't. I don't want you even hear you eat a bag of chips.
I'm going to close my eyes
and
my ears.
I have to go into the closet and slowly...
Yeah, he's hiding out. All right, encounters with the next. Let's hear all about yours. You know, maybe it turned out good. I don't know. 6801.
Here's to all the late night drunk phone calls that you picked up.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Weird, odd encounters with an ex. Who's this?
My name is Kay.
All right, Kay, do you have an encounter with an ex?
Oh my gosh, it is so embarrassing.
Okay, yes, we want to hear it.
Okay, so it's like an ex of like 5 years, but me and the girls decided to go out for girls' night. And we went to Hooters.
All right.
Good choice.
And, huh?
Good choice. Fried pickles are great.
Oh, my gosh. I know. That's the main reason why we went. I love those. But our waitress was my ex. He is now a gay waitress at Hooters.
How about that? Man, unusual story.
Good for him.
Nice twist on the end there.
Yeah, but here's the funny part. So he, like, disappears after taking our drink order. So I asked one of the Hooters girls where he went, and she said that he proclaimed that he went to the bathroom and threw up and got sick and had to leave for the night.
He's probably embarrassed that you caught him.
Oh, yeah, busted. You know,
probably, or you turned him back straight.
Yeah, might happen.
I mean, I don't know. I was looking pretty good that night. But
had a girl.
Oh, yeah. thanks.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh, my gosh. And it's like all my friends. We've been friends since, like, elementary school. So they knew that was him. And I was it was so embarrassing.
He probably went to the bathroom going, oh, I'm feeling straight again.
Yeah. Could have happened.
Could have been.
Could have been what it was. How about you? Embarrassing, odd, weird encounter with an ex? 680 Wolf, jump on social media. We'd love to hear your story.
The night I hit rock bottom.
Larry Fleet, who follows me on Instagram.
Wow.
Yep, we're tight.
The Dale O'Brien.
737. Wolfman Dale to you. 737. Weird encounters with exes over to social media now.
So Valerie Oakley, she said she had her kids at the park and she saw a lady and her newborn, and her kids started to play peekaboo with the newborn baby.
Yes, it's fun.
Then she noticed her long time ago toxic ex walking the other way. And the lady that was there with the newborn was like, why is he walking away? So she got up and left running after him. And then Valerie says her kids, of course, had to go pee. And so they went to a nearby restaurant. And it looked like now she was stalking the ex and the girl with the baby, because they went to that restaurant, too, I guess, to eat while she took her kids to pee. Anyways, she said that the lady was in the restroom and her ex was holding the newborn, covering up his head. And she said, I met the lady in the restroom. Seemed to be a sweet lady, but I feel bad for her.
Yeah. Like I said, there's one of those things that goes around on TikTok and some of the others that I just see a lot that goes, hey, isn't it weird to think that somebody is with your ex and they think they've hit the jackpot?
Oh, God. I think about that with like three of them. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Hold on tight. I got a story for you.
Yeah. It's fun to realize you weren't the problem. You weren't the issue. It's nice to really know you weren't.
Yeah.
Jason Spalding said he was in Golden Corral. He was up there trying to get his steak on, waiting on his steak to come through.
Get them rolls, too.
Yeah. And he heard a voice behind him that says, don't talk to him. And he was like, huh? He kind of paused for a second. He goes, I didn't turn around, but I knew whose voice it was.
Recognized the voice immediately.
Yeah. He said, I got my food, went back to the table, told my family that she was here. And of course, I want to know if he talked to him. She said, no, I didn't talk to her.
Don't talk to him.
Yeah.
Don't talk to him.
April Lawless says her ex was supposed to pick up their daughter for visitation and called to say he was sick. Oh. Mm-hmm. Then, about an hour later, she ran into him at Walmart with his girlfriend.
Because that's what you do on a date now. You go to Walmart. You take your girl to Walmart.
We're Target.
And this is probably my most favorite one. I've saved the best for last here. Kellyanne, she said, well, he shook my hand in line at the gas station and said, have a good day, like a car salesman.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah. Local celebrities out there. And I gotta say, y'all, I love being the honorary birthday girl to do the birthday girl shout outs and birthday guy shout outs, because birthdays are so special.
They are.
So I'm very, very grateful to do this
and
every single day.
You're a special person.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the local celebrities celebrating today: Maria Mabe of Greensboro, Christy Dawn of Winston-Salem, Wesley Miller of Winston-Salem, Braylon Kivett of Randleman, Kimberly Gonzalez of Winston-Salem, Jessica Woodruff of Stokesdale, Josh Hall of Greensboro, Alexis Kennedy of Thomasville, Abigail Hartman of Liberty, and Liana Vega of Kernersville. You share your birthday with Josh Radner, who's 47, aka he's Ted Mosley from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
James Otto is 48 and he just got started loving you. Martina McBride is 55 and, oh, 55, right?
Oh, my goodness gracious. What a little package.
Jesus. Oh, my God. That sounded creepy.
And Tim Gunn is 68 today. If you'd like to get your name on our birthday shout-out list, you can shoot us a DM at Facebook and Instagram at 931TheWolf or go to 931WolfCountry.com and submit it there. Just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
If you could only hear what's talked about inside the studio,
yeah,
between songs, it's crazy.
Let's bring it on air.
No, let's not. We'll lose our jobs.
8:03 on order time. Hey, look, this is delicate enough. I got to be very delicate with the story.
Okay,
gentle.
An armed thief comes into a business to rob it. Now, that's not unusual. That happens all the time.
No.
So this guy in Russia walks into an adult toy store.
Okay, all right.
With a small knife, puts it in the face of the girl behind the counter and tries to rob it.
I hope this story goes where I think it's going to.
I think it is.
Okay.
The girl behind the counter was not intimidated by his little pocket knife that he pulled out. She
is that
reached,
code?
She reached under the counter and pulled out an 18-inch item.
Please tell me she whacked him across the head with
and
it.
And started beating him about the head and neck with this thing.
18 hard, inches.
Just beating him.
Chase is stuck there. He's gone no further than stuck.
There is security footage of the entire thing, which,
oh,
police,
great.
Which police are reviewing at this time.
That's so funny. Chase is giggling already.
Not only did she beat him about the head and neck with the 18-inch item at the register, he turned to run. She went from behind the counter and gave chase and beat him as he's running with the 18-inch item.
This gives a whole new meaning to beating
the stop, beat. Stop. Don't even.
The cops.
We're talking about baseball bats,
the
kids.
The cops have not tracked him down yet, by the way.
Kids, we're talking about baseball bat. Nothing more, nothing less.
Right.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
Don't even. I know you're still trying to figure out a way to work it in on air. Don't even think about it.
I'm not.
Don't even think about it. Here's a little bit.
Yeah. But it was a lot. It was 18 inches.
No. Hey, Wilson, baby, how you doing?
And now it's time for
Things you need to know.
The Olympics are going on, and every day we're going to do a medal count to see where we stand as a country. And yet again, I'm a little concerned where we're at. The current standings, number one, Japan with 15 gold and 24 total. Number two is China with 14 gold, 29 total. The U.S. is number three with 13 gold, 37 total. So if you look at it as who's got more medals, we're first.
Well, we still are in third from yesterday, so that's good. We hadn't moved.
USA! USA! USA!
There you go. Good morning. Hope you had your radio up loud for that one.
Yeah.
A massive 8.2 earthquake, we talked about this earlier, struck Alaska last night, causing tsunami warnings to go up all along the western U.S. coastline, along with many islands in the Pacific. At the moment, no tsunami threat will happen in the continental U.S., but can't be ruled out other places. As of now, they're thinking it might not be as bad as they thought. We just got to worry about the initial shaking.
And you said the Pacific Ocean, right?
Pacific.
Did he say specific?
No, I did not. The Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
But yes, the Pacific Ocean. Now I'm going to be worried about saying that. After 25 years, my friends, it is coming to an end.
What's coming to an end?
You leaving us or what?
You wait, what?
I don't know where this is going.
Yeah. PBS has canceled Arthur.
What?
Holy mackerel.
I've got the Arthur fist right here, right now.
Stating that its final season will be the winter of 2022.
I'm not going to lie. I really thought Arthur was canceled a long time ago.
I can see that.
Reruns.
The one character in there, I don't know his name since I haven't seen it in a long time. He looks like the guy, the mushrooms off of Mario. His head. Yeah. I don't know who it is. But
interesting comparison.
This one's going great today, people. I think we can all get behind this one. It's National Chicken Wing Day.
I am so in, but there's a shortage.
Supposedly. Oh, my. I'm so sick of shortages.
That's what I'm hearing, but I don't think if you go to B-Dubs, you're going to have any problem getting an order of wings.
Annie, don't you...
Boneless! Don't give me hell.
I was going to say... Boneless. She does not like the ones with the bones.
She's got a problem.
I will eat
with that.
Them occasionally. They're fried just right, but I'm not going to get down to the bone because that's where it gets creepy.
She doesn't like the fact of when a vein slaps her on the lips.
I like the dry rub. I'm a fan of the dry rub.
No, I want a saucy sauce. Get me messy.
I eat that too.
Now, instead of National Wing Day, how about National Chili Dog Day?
That is today as well.
Bonus fun fact. You're welcome.
Hey, I saw two of my friends, by the way, on social media give thumbs down to chili on a hot dog.
Well, then they're not your friends
anymore. I unfriended them. They're gone. They're off. I unfriended them. They're gone.
I've unfriended them.
I can't put up with nonsense.
Because once
like
you're
that.
Not friends on Facebook anymore, you're basically
not
dead
friends
to them.
Alive. Done. Yeah, yeah. Done. It's like removing somebody off your top 8 on MySpace.
Ooh.
Don't you ever say to me that you don't like chili on a hot dog. Don't.
What's
don't
wrong
come,
with you?
Don't come around me with that mess.
A lot of anger this morning.
We're hungry.
Yeah. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know alligators go through a pseudo-hibernation in the winter? And they keep their noses above the surface of the water, so if it freezes, they can still breathe.
That's Did you know that alligators are in water?
You know sharks are at the beach?
What?
Yeah.
There are sharks in water?
Do you believe shark attacks happen in the ocean?
There's no sharks in the ocean.
Both of these guys have a hot button about that when people start making a big deal about sharks. She especially.
She,
has a hot button.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's sharks in the water!
This has been today's edition of... 1, 2, 3, 4. If he ever singles you love.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. There's Jordan Davis and Singles You Up. So Jay's been watching quite a bit of the Olympics, which is surprising to me, in fact. Not really a big sports guy.
He's not.
I honestly, watching the Olympics has motivated me to go out and walk and run more.
Okay. All right.
We'll because go. If they can swim 150 meters in 15 minutes, I can walk to the mailbox and back without breaking the armpit sweat.
Okay.
Proud of you, dude.
All right, so we're going to play this game, and we're just going to hear the announcer, right? And then we have to identify
what sport it is.
Okay, all right.
All right, here we go. Here's the first one.
Rudy and the Triff. Half in, half out. Pike Triff. Half in, Triff. It'll be a tuck Triff. There it is. Well, you must have heard it. Yes! 6 or 7 meters above the ground. He knew he'd done the job.
I know exactly what this is.
What is it?
Trampoline. Or leaning, however they say, trampolining.
Dale, what do you think it is?
Rudy and the Triff. Half in, half out. Pike Triff. Half in, Triff. It'll be a tuck Triff. There it is. Well, you must have heard it. Yes! 6 or 7 meters above the ground.
Above the ground.
He knew he'd done the jump.
So you're thinking...
He knew he'd done the jump. I heard the...
It's either parallel bars or pommel horse.
Oh, interesting.
What is it?
One of you is correct.
And does Dan know everything? Oh, it was me! Yeah, I'm telling y'all, I closed my eyes, I was listening really hard, and I heard that.
Trampoline. Well,
the only thing that gave, the pike is the only thing that I could get out of that. I know something pike. I know what that is, but okay, good one.
Is trampoline. Now, this next one. Woo-hoo!
This is hard.
Harder. Hold on.
Here we go.
As we see Henriksen now, the Norwegian. He likes it. He really likes it. Well, nice big yell. He's really on balance. He's definitely liked it. Launch parameters there, 39.5 and a half degrees, 97. He's got to get that speed up.
I have no clue.
The end of that really threw me off track. I thought I knew what it was.
Really?
But the yell. Hey, he's yelling.
Again.
As we see Henriksen now, the Norwegian. He likes it. He really likes it. Well, nice big yell. He's really on balance. He's definitely liked it. Launch parameters there, 39.5 and a half degrees, 97. He's got to get that speed up.
Shot put.
I'm thinking what's the thing? Maybe it is the same thing where they run with the stick and the javelin.
Both of you are wrong.
Oh.
What was it?
Hammer throw.
Oh, that would make sense with what they're saying. And the yell. Ah!
Hold on. What was that? Yeah.
When you throw something with a lot of force, you have to put some grunt behind it, and that was his.
Yeah, okay. That's just good.
That's what it sounded like when he yelled in my ear just a second ago. All right, third.
Hammer throwing.
I didn't even know that was an Olympic sport. Why is there not football? I know football.
Well, this year they added skateboarding for the first time.
Yeah.
They said, I was reading something that said that the guys skateboarding don't even look like they do anything. Like they didn't train for nothing. They're just like, okay, cool, I fell. Mm-hmm. They take their time to get back up. I mean, they're being timed the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just don't care.
I think it's everything's getting to be an Olympic sport anymore. And by the time next Olympics come around, they'll have the hatchet throwing.
Arm wrestling.
Possibly. They're thinking about bringing online gaming to the Olympics.
I swear to God, if they do that, I will boycott the Olympics. That is so dumb.
You already boycotted. You don't watch it.
I watch it every day.
I'm sure you do.
I really am into the diving. Love the diving.
Oh, yeah. High diving is great. You know, and everybody loves the gymnastics.
I love the synchronize, the two of them. Yeah.
If I do it, cannonball!
I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day.
If you follow this show at all, you know that the saga of him finding a house has been going on now for months and months and months. Chase and his bride have finally found a house, and today is the day. Today is closing day.
It is. It's a big day. I'm sorry. Something caught me off guard.
Say goodbye to all the money in your bank account right now, because you know you're about to write that check.
Woo!
That's
yeah.
The worst.
So that's going to be today. I'm going to sneak out of here after this fine program. And go sign my life away, as they say.
Yeah.
Only for 30 years.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
So the closing's around lunchtime?
Yeah, which is great. That means I get lunch.
You can celebrate with a lunch afterwards. Because that's what we do in the South. Anything you do, you go and eat afterwards.
Well, church.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Birthday, it doesn't matter. You just go eat afterwards.
We're going to be signing, closing today. That means the house will be hopefully officially ours by the time 1 o'clock rolls around. We'll see.
Why are you both rocking? Dale's rocking. Chase, you're rocking with your computer.
I do it fairly often. It's just this chair sort of lends itself.
Yeah, I look like you're riding a canoe or something together. Just back.
God, it's all over the place. This break is all over y'all today. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to do that, and we're going to get in there. We're going to deliver some stuff on Saturday, and over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be moving out of the apartment because we have this gap, a nice gap between the both that overlap.
I gotta call you out, man. Let's talk about how bougie you are. This dude is forking up all this money to sign his life away to buy a home. They gonna go right in this house and scrape off the ceilings, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. I get it.
It's popcorn ceilings. They're very hard to clean.
I'm not giving you crap about that. Trust me, I know. I have like an 18-foot ceiling with dust on it. I can't reach on that popcorn. We're going to talk about the toilet bowl situation. You're going to spend worthless money to have a longer toilet bowl.
Yeah, he wants the more oval, elongated toilets rather than the round toilet.
Correct.
First world problems. I don't even know what kind of toilet bowl I have. All I know is I sit on it to use it,
The ones in the bathroom are elongated.
I don't know the difference. I don't. My butt does not know the difference.
Yeah, the ones.
Well, my butt doesn't. Don't tell me. My butt does not know.
The design of that toilet is not to accommodate your butt. It's to accommodate other things.
Like y'all's junk.
Yeah.
So you want it to sink into the toilet.
No.
A little tap on the water.
Water's cold today.
Deep too.
No. This is an R-rated show today.
You opened the door for that, right?
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.